Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1.7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. If you want to get new cultural and social experiences, the easiest, the fastest, and the safest way is to go to a foreign country to teach English. If you have a university degree, an international certificate in English, a couple thousand dollars in about 3 months, you can start your life in an exotic location. I'm going to do this, and I know people who've done it, and I know what I'm talking about. You never know what to expect in a foreign country. That's true. But isn't it challenging at the same time? Speaker B.
I was thinking about spending my gap year teaching English abroad, but I had second thoughts about it. I was told that only experienced teachers can get a working visa, coverage for their cost of living, and a decent job. After reading some interviews on what it's like to teach English in immersion camps, I gave up on the idea completely. That's not what I'm ready to put up with. My parents are happy about that.
Speaker C.
English is my major, but the rivalry is so tense in the trade market now that I'm thinking of going somewhere for a couple of years to gain more experience and improve my teaching skills. Taiwan seems a perfect choice, as everything is included for an inexperienced teacher. Visas, accommodation, and high salary. I'm worried about getting a social life there. I speak only English, and I wonder if I can find friends there apart from my future students.
Speaker D.
My uncle, David Dune, is a teacher, writer, and runner. He is an educator with over 17 years of experience of teaching English as second and as a foreign language. He has taught and presented in Korea, Canada, France, and Ukraine. He specializes in Web 2.0 and using technology in the classroom. That must be an exciting life, and the only thing I can think about is following in his footsteps. I hope he'll share some secrets of being a good English teacher abroad.
Speaker E. I don't remember how that magazine caught my sight, but recently I read an interview with Neil Mullen, who is a veteran English teacher in Japan. He started as a regular teacher, and now he owns a school there. He is looking for new language teachers, and I'm planning to send my CV. His email address was included in the interview. Not his personal address, of course. I just hope the email won't go to his spam folder and he'll choose me as his employee. Speaker F.
People in my college are crazy about the idea of going to teach English somewhere in Thailand, China, and whatnot. I listened to their heated discussions very attentively and understood its high risk. There are so many things to care about, like visas, security, medication, and cultural barriers. I'd better stay in the U.S. to serve my country. In my view, it's more patriotic. Besides, I'm not sure I can solve the problems connected with moving to another country.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A. If you want to get new cultural and social experiences, the easiest, the fastest, and the safest way is to go to a foreign country to teach English. If you have a university degree, an international certificate in English, a couple thousand dollars in about 3 months, you can start your life in an exotic location. I'm going to do this, and I know people who've done it, and I know what I'm talking about. You never know what to expect in a foreign country. That's true. But isn't it challenging at the same time? Speaker B.
I was thinking about spending my gap year teaching English abroad, but I had second thoughts about it. I was told that only experienced teachers can get a working visa, coverage for their cost of living, and a decent job. After reading some interviews on what it's like to teach English in immersion camps, I gave up on the idea completely. That's not what I'm ready to put up with. My parents are happy about that.
Speaker C.
English is my major, but the rivalry is so tense in the trade market now that I'm thinking of going somewhere for a couple of years to gain more experience and improve my teaching skills. Taiwan seems a perfect choice as everything is included for an inexperienced teacher. Visas, accommodation, and high salary. I'm worried about getting a social life there. I speak only English, and I wonder if I can find friends there apart from my future students.
Speaker D.
My uncle, David Dune, is a teacher, writer, and runner. He is an educator with over 17 years of experience of teaching English as second and as a foreign language. He has taught and presented in Korea, Canada, France, and Ukraine. He specializes in Web 2.0 and using technology in the classroom. That must be an exciting life, and the only thing I can think about is following in his footsteps. I hope he'll share some secrets of being a good English teacher abroad.
Speaker E. I don't remember how that magazine caught my sight, but recently I read an interview with Neil Mullen, who is a veteran English teacher in Japan. He started as a regular teacher, and now he owns a school there. He is looking for new language teachers, and I'm planning to send my CV. His email address was included in the interview. Not his personal address, of course. I just hope the email won't go to his spam folder, and he'll choose me as his employee. Speaker F.
People in my college are crazy about the idea of going to teach English somewhere in Thailand, China, and whatnot. I listened to their heated discussions very attentively and understood its high risk. There are so many things to care about, like visas, security, medication, and cultural barriers. I'd better stay in the U.S. to serve my country. In my view, it's more patriotic. Besides, I'm not sure I can solve the problems connected with moving to another country.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.